Talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards, our state extension wheat specialist. Jeff, as we hit the 1st of April here now, we're obviously into that the cycle that we would normally be almost counting down the weeks toward harvest. This year, though, it's I know it's a disappointment for some of our producers, especially in the southwestern quadrant of the state.
It is. That crop in southwest Oklahoma never did receive any rainfall over the winter months and just really never had a shot. And many of those fields have been zeroed out by adjusters. And it's time to make alternative plans for those fields. So we're in south of I-40. There's just not much of a crop to speak of at all.
Now, you know, as we think about, you know, going from southwest Oklahoma to west central, they're in much the same situation, but not quite as bad, right?
Not quite as bad. You've got an area from I-40 up to Highway 51 that's a bit of a transition zone. North of Highway 51 and east of Guymon, the crop right now looks pretty good. But it needs some rain. It needs some moisture. We have enough moisture to make it a few more days, but once temperatures get into the 80s, the crop is going to use that soil moisture very rapidly. We don't have a lot of reserve moisture, so we are going to need some very timely rainfalls to pull that crop through. If we get those timely rainfalls, though, we could harvest a nice crop in north central Oklahoma.
What about right in those central counties? Is that also kind of that transition area?
It is. It depends really on the wheat and how well established it was last fall. If the wheat went in early enough to catch those few timely rainfalls we had in October and early November, then if you got a stand, you're in pretty good shape. Wheat that went in really late, though, never did really get much moisture over the winter months to be able to come on and have much potential.
Now, you know, a lot of folks say, well, hey, we got a lot of snow over the winter. But we didn't get much moisture out of those events, did we?
Unfortunately, we didn't, because the wind was a big factor there. We got a lot of snow, but most of it wound up in the bar ditches, and we just didn't get the moisture out of that snow that we needed, unfortunately.
Now, you know, as we think about the crop that is in the ground that maybe's got a shot, there's some things out there that we need to be paying attention to, right?
There are some things starting to show up. We've seen some soil-borne mosaic virus and wheat spindle streak virus showing up in north central Oklahoma. Of course, if you're seeing that showing up in your field, there's nothing you can do about it right now. The key is to plant a resistant variety next fall in those fields. Seeing quite a bit of barley yellow dwarf showing up in the fields. And the barley yellow dwarf that we're seeing now was transmitted by aphids last fall. So those aphids may still be present in the field, but the damage is done. So we're seeing that showing up. And other than that, we've had a pretty quiet year. We haven't seen a lot of foliar disease showing up in Oklahoma so far.
Did any of the problems that we had last fall, did they pretty well get frozen out because of the extreme temperatures?
Unfortunately, no. The snow cover that we did have kind of insulated the lower canopy a little bit, and those the leaf rust pustules, things like that, are fairly tolerant to cold temperatures. As long as they have a green leaf that made it through those freeze events, then they can go ahead and make it through the winter. So unfortunately, even though we had a harsh winter, I think most of our issues that we had hung around throughout the winter.
Okay. As far as things that guys need to be thinking about, if they've got, let's say we get a rain or two and we start moving toward trying to get to that crop really growing pretty well. You indicated there's a couple things we might be able to do.
Right. The next big thing we have coming up would be application of a foliar fungicide. And we have a lot of data, several years of data throughout Oklahoma looking at foliar fungicides to wheat. On average, they're going to give you about a 10% yield increase. Some varieties, if they're really resistant, that increase will be smaller. Some varieties, if they're very susceptible to disease, it'll be larger. The thing that's a little different this year is some of the prices of the foliar fungicides out there. The reports I've been hearing is that you can purchase a generic foliar fungicide for as little as around $2 per acre. Even when you include application cost, that's about a bushel of wheat. And if you have any type of yield potential out there, that's pretty tough to pass up. The key is to get that foliar fungicide applied before the disease hits. It's not really the type of thing you can wait until you see a lot of disease out there and then apply the foliar fungicide. So that needs to be made when the flag leaf is fully emerged, but before heading.
North of I-40, we do still have some potential, right?
We do. We do. We just need those timely rainfalls. If we can catch a few rains between now and the end of May, we could really harvest a nice crop. I was pleased to see driving throughout the countryside over the past few weeks the number of tracks, sprayer tracks in fields, and it looks like growers in that part of the state had really heeded the call of applying nitrogen fertilizer. Most of the crop had a really nice green color. So we are set up to have a good crop if we can get the rain.